A new poll out this morning shows Congresswoman Martha McSally has opened up a double-digit lead in the race for the GOP nomination for U.S. Senate. But a separate poll finds some potentially troubling news for Republicans heading into this fall's midterm elections. Both surveys were conducted by OH Predictive Insights. Mike Noble is the firm's chief pollster and managing partner, and he's with me. And Mike, let's start with the Senate race, and it's good news, it sounds like, for Congresswoman McSally.
Absolutely. Right now, what you're seeing is that Martha McSally is pulling away from the pack. You have Joe Arpaio's entrance into the race, which really made it exciting. However, what that did was basically playing spoiler to conservative Kelly Ward, who's been running since her loss to McCain. So she's been in the field for some time. And now we're seeing that McSally now holds a commanding 14-point lead in the contest.
One of the problems that Martha McSally was having earlier on was that her name ID was not very high, especially relative to someone like Joe Arpaio or even someone like Kelly Ward. Have you seen that Martha McSally's name ID has been going up, which is leading to this lead that you found?
Yeah, why McSally now went from not leading now to leading based on our polling is because her name ID has increased in Maricopa County. Maricopa County, when you look at the geographic areas in Arizona, Maricopa County has about 60% of the likely Republican vote. She was relatively unknown in rural Maricopa. So as she's been starting to spend money, tell her story, you are seeing not only that increase, but now you're seeing her kind of pull away from the pack. If people have been learning more, voters have been gravitating to Martha, probably for the most likely reason that she probably has the best chance of winning.
One of the things that has been talked quite a bit about her is the so-called pivot, which we talk about with a lot of politicians, that she's really started to sort of embrace some of the policies of President Trump and to an extent the president himself. She's been out front on some of the border issues to the extent that she sort of disavowed a bill that she had sponsored a little bit earlier. It seems like all that's working for her.
Absolutely. Clearly, they've probably seen the same numbers we were. And compared to most, they made changes based on the data. And so with her hugging Trump and not only that, really getting in front of the border security issue, she is kind of did a little political two-step. However, you're seeing that the numbers are clearly indicating that and it's working. And right now, with less than 40 days until early voting is underway, which the bulk of voters vote that way, and sitting on a pile of cash, she's sitting in the driver's seat, or maybe one would say sitting in the cockpit right now.
Given her fighter pilot career, yeah. Is she doing pretty well with all segments of the Republican Party?
When it comes to the segments of the Republican Party, we broke down to different groups or sects in the party, which would be the Trump Republicans or loyalists. You have the Christian conservatives or social conservatives. And then you have moderates. And then Tea Party, which there's only about 5% of them. The Tea Party movement has basically died. And a lot of those folks have moved over to the Trump loyalist factor. And she actually is crushing it with moderate Republicans. And what the biggest surprise to us was is that she's actually leading both of her competitors, Arpaio and Ward, among Trump Republicans, which was the biggest surprise to us.
Talking about some of those groups in the Republican Party, you also did a survey this week that looked at sort of how the GOP is doing with different types of voters. And you found some troubling news for the GOP when it comes to moderate voters. What exactly did you find?
Yeah, what we found is that we've been saying this since November of 2017 is that Republicans have a huge moderate problem. And that goes for actually the self-identified moderates within their party. When you look at, for example, all the other folks, so anyone that's either very conservative or somewhat, when you look at that, they have less than 10% disapproval rating of President Trump. However, when you look at moderates, that disapproval rating is closer to 40%. I mean, it is a stark contrast when you look at it in a graph, is that almost solidly Republicans are behind Trump. However, there's this chunk of moderates that frankly can't get behind the president. That's affecting everything down ticket, like what we saw in Arizona 8th special election, where Trump won by 21 points. However, Lesko had every advantage in the book, only won by 5 points.
How do you reconcile that, though, with what you're finding with Congresswoman McSally, who is really doing well with moderates, and part of her lead now is embracing the president?
I think she's doing it very well, because I think the biggest trick with this election year is you have to have the Trump folks to win the primary. However, you need to make a hard 90-degree turn at 100 miles per hour to move into the general election, and we have late general elections here. So basically, to make that pivot, you have to hold those Trump voters because you need them in the general, but also you need to have your own identity to attract those independents that don't have a favorable Trump, and also those disaffected moderate Republicans that don't have a strong favorability. How do you grab them? And you have to, again, have to be very, you have to be Trump-like, but also you have to be your own brand. So, and I think she's doing a pretty good job so far of doing that.
How do you think this issue with the GOP and moderate voters might play itself out in other races, either in the primaries in August or in the general election come November?
Well, again, look at you look at Arizona's 8th district. You had Trump did extremely well there. So basically any district that was a swing district or a leaning Republican district traditionally, you should be extremely concerned because you just assume when you go to the general election, R's vote R's, D's vote D, and you battle for everyone over the middle. When the Democrats are fully united, Republicans are less united, but then you have independents, which traditionally go with the winning side, or especially in Arizona, go with kind of lean towards Republican. We're seeing them move actually against Republicans. So again, this election cycle, or the last two actually, have been the most polarized we've seen. However, the president absolutely affects everything down ticket.
All right. That's Mike Noble, chief pollster and managing partner with OH Predictive Insights. Mike, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.